Blog Talk Radio.
The recording has started.
Come on, somebody, Shabbat the Lord. Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat the Lord on tonight. God bless you. God bless you tonight. God bless you. We thank you for your coming tonight. Glory to God. We thank God for you. We thank God for each and every one of you on tonight. Glory to God. We thank God for each and every one of you on tonight as we prepare, as we're coming in now for the PNN Broadcast Global. God bless you. God bless you tonight. We just want to thank God for you. Thank you, each and every one of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your attention. Thank you for your dedication to come and be with us here on the Prayer News Network Global. We again thank God for each and every one of you. We want to let you know we really, really appreciate you more than you know. We bless the Lord tonight because he's given us one more day, just another day. It's another day that the Lord has kept us. It's another day, people of God, that we are now.
All participants are muted.
Giving praise. Giving praise.
Entry tones are off. Exit tones are on. Entry tones are on. Exit tones are on.
Against the power.
Entry and exit tones are on.
Of the Lord Almighty.
Entry and exit tones are off.
So we pray that you had an experience in God, because people of God, we are coming here every night, and as we're coming every night, we're being sharpened, we're being quickened, yes, we're being cleansed, and there's no way that we can remain in the same place, no matter where we were, even as before coming to this line tonight, coming to this line at this hour, we are, listen, people of God, where we were then, we're not there now. So we bless the Lord and we thank God and we pray again that you had a beautiful time in the Lord on today. Pray that the Lord spoke as we know he did. Amen. Jesus, when we assemble ourselves to praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you tonight. God bless you. God bless you tonight. Glory to God. And we want to stay on tonight, as always, welcome to this open heaven. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're indeed grateful to the Lord again for bringing us to this place where we've assembled ourselves. Glory to God, coming into the presence of the Lord that we might obtain grace, that we might obtain favor. And we just want to let you know tonight, whatever you need, God's got it. He's got everything you need. And we just thank God tonight, amen, for he's a loving God. We thank him tonight, amen. He's a lover of our soul. We thank God tonight, amen. He's our all in all, and we are grateful tonight. Truly, had it not been the Lord on our side, people of God, I don't know where we would be, amen. I don't know where I would be. Glory be to God, amen. I have a couple of places in mind, but none of them are good. But we thank God on tonight. I thank God for saving me. I thank him for sanctifying me, filling me with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost and the mighty burning fire. I thank God tonight, amen. And it's that fire, glory to God, the love of God that compels me to keep walking in the light. Keep on walking, keep walking in his righteousness walking, glory to God, that we might, glory be to God, that we might apprehend that, glory be to God, hallelujah, that has apprehended us. Amen. We're pressing toward the mark. And we just want to give this God thanks on tonight. We just want to thank you, each of you tonight, for coming to be with us here on the Prayer News Network Global. We thank God on tonight. We're expanding the globe. We're expanding the globe, glory to God, well over 60 countries now that we're reaching. These airwaves are reaching the ears and reaching the hearts and the spirit of people all over the world. And we just give God thanks. We give God praise. People of God, we don't count it a small thing, but we know it's a big thing, and it's the Lord's doing. It's the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. And we are here in our several places in this United States, and this word is going out across the world. So we give God thanks. We give God praise tonight. We honor, we glorify him for what he's done, for what he's doing. We just thank God on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. The scripture declares, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Can we do it, people of God? Can we exalt his name together? Glory to God, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures unto all generations. So we thank God tonight. Thank God for you, people of God. As you're coming in, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone to come in on tonight. Invite them to come. Tell them to come. Come on in tonight. Tell them to come. Tell them. Let them know that there's a blessing waiting for them. Glory to God. There's well enough to get around. He owns a cattle of 1,000 hills. And people of God, there is a blessing just for you. We heard the other night the man of God begin to talk about the benefits. My God. Glory to God. On Friday night, he began to talk about the benefits. Glory be to God before the message. And I tell you, that was a whole message within itself. And we give God thanks. We give God praise. Listen, causing us to rethink, causing us to recalibrate. Listen, causing us, people of God, to just look at things differently, things that we take for granted, glory to God, but causing us to look to see. Listen, God is on our side. He is on our side, and he has benefit daily, loaded us with benefits. So we bless the Lord tonight. Amen. We thank him. We're grateful again to be here. We just want to say welcome. We want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone to come in. Invite a couple of people to come in. Send a text message or two out. Invite a couple of people to come on in. Invite them to come on in and be with us on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. We're grateful, and we do rejoice in it. We just want to let you know, people of God, that this is a recorded line, that you can get a copy of the broadcast afterwards. You can certainly get a copy, and we'll give you a couple of numbers at the end of the broadcast whereby you can certainly call those numbers, or you can text those numbers, and we will certainly get the broadcast to you. We'll send it directly to your phone. We'll send it directly to your phone so that, amen, Jesus, you can listen to it as often as you would like. Also, people of God, you can go out to our Prayer News Network Facebook page and the New York Prayer Group 52 page. You can go out there as well, and you can get a copy. You can listen to it there as well, amen. If you're tech savvy, you can download it. Download it from Facebook, and you'll be able to get your copy. Amen. There will be a delay in tonight's broadcast as we'll get it up on our PNN page as soon as the broadcast ends. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Again, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite a couple of people to come on in. Invite them to come in. Glory be to God. Invite them to come on in tonight. And while we are, you're texting them, having them to get in, we just want to give honor to our leaders on tonight. First and foremost, giving God thanks and praise again for He is the head of this line. We thank God that he has selected. He has, amen, caused this vision, caused this work to rest in our hands. And people of God, we're just trying to do the best we could move in as long as the Lord will say. And we thank God for you for hanging in there with us, each and every one of you. We thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for continuing to tell people about the PNN. Thank you for sending the broadcast out, because even as you send it out, people of God, we get our replay report and people are downloading, listening to these broadcasts. So we want to let you know that your sending is not in vain. And we just give God thanks and praise on tonight. I want to thank him for my leader, thanking him for the late apostle, Dr. S.D. James, and thanking him for our senior apostle on tonight, Samuel Huggins James, and thanking him for Bishop K.A. Tina. Glory to God. Thanking him tonight for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr. Thanking God tonight for the women of God that stand by their side, each and every one of them. Glory to God. We thank the Lord. Thanking him tonight for our PNN advisors, for our prayer warriors tonight, for our scripture readers and people of God. Thanking God for you again. Thanking the Lord for you. Again, had it not been the Lord on our sides, people of God, we wouldn't be here. Glory to God. We know that, glory to God, there's been a lot going on in these past 2.5, going on 3 years, and we just thank God that we're yet still here. We have a charge to keep and a God to glorify, and people of God, we're keeping it moving all by the grace of God. So we thank God tonight for you. Glory to God, you, and you. We thank God for you tonight. Amen. We want to ask you to go ahead and get your pen and your paper or your computer or your phone. Glory to God, so that you can go ahead and sanctify, before we get ready to sanctify the line, go ahead and get your pen and your paper, your pen, however you're going to take your notes. Go ahead and get ready on tonight. Get ready to hear what does set the Lord on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We want to, as you're doing that, we want to prepare to sanctify the line on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. If Missionary Fan is available on tonight, we want to ask her to sanctify the line. Glory to God. And Sister Mary Holland, if she would come with our scripture reading on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. Amen. Amen. People of God, just get ready tonight. Get ready tonight. Amen. Just get ready tonight to hear what thus saith the Lord. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Let us get ready. Let us prepare our hearts. Amen. So that we can hear what thus saith the Lord. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We can, amen, prepare our hearts, bring our hearts and our minds in on tonight. Glory be to God. If Missionary Fan, if she's not available tonight, amen, we can go ahead and get ready. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. On tonight, get your hearts ready, people of God. Get your minds ready tonight. Amen. Settle in on tonight. Just settle in, settle your hearts. Glory to God. Amen. From the day. Amen. We're just beginning our week. Amen. Today is Tuesday. Thankful Tuesday. Glory be to God. And I tell you, we are starting this week off right. Amen. Glory to God. We're starting this week off right. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, again, people of God, go ahead and bring your hearts and minds in as we prepare, amen, for our sanctification of the line on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Just a little praise of worship, a little praise on tonight. Amen, Jesus. The song says, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you. Oh, You, Lord, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord, and I just want to thank you, Lord. You've been so God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give the Lord a yes on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just give him a yes on tonight. Yes, 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 yes. Glory to God. No matter what's going on right now, just give the Lord a yes. Hallelujah. In humble submission on tonight, just tell him yes. Glory be to God. Yes to your will. Yes to your way. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thy will be done on tonight. Glory be to God. Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise on tonight. Father, we bless you. We bless your name. We glorify you on tonight, Father. We glorify you on this night. Glory to God. This night, oh God, this night, this hour, we come to glorify you. Father, we bless you on tonight. We enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. Glory to God. We're thankful unto you, and we bless your name on tonight. We bless your name on tonight. Glory to God. Come on, people of God. Come on and bless them tonight. Come on and bless his name. Come on and bless him. Glory to God, as only you can. Come on and bless him with the few of your lips on tonight. Come on and bless him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. With your whole heart, with your whole mind. Come on and bless him tonight. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures unto all generations. And Father, we thank you tonight. We bless you on tonight. We bless you for who you are. We bless you on tonight. Glory to God. We bless you for your goodness. Father, we bless you for your grace on tonight. We bless you. Glory to God. For if we had 10,000 tongues, Father, it wouldn't be enough to give you praise. It wouldn't be enough to give you thanks for your goodness unto us, your people. But, Father, we're coming on tonight with uplifted hands. We're coming on tonight, oh God, with uplifted hearts. We're coming on tonight humbly before you, glory to God, before your throne of grace, Father, that we might obtain mercy tonight, mercy in this hour, in the name of Jesus. Father, we're coming on tonight. We're coming on tonight, glory to God, casting all cares upon you, Father, because you care for us on tonight. You care for each and every one of us, and we give you thanks and praise on tonight. We're thanking you on tonight, glory to God, because you have us on your mind. You have us on your heart, oh God, and we thank you tonight. We're coming unto you, glory to God, for you're the good shepherd. We're coming unto you, glory to God, for you're the great I am. We're coming unto you on tonight, for you're the Alpha and the Omega. Father, in all that there is, Father, you are. And we're coming on tonight, glory be to God. We're coming before your throne of grace. We're coming on tonight, glory to God, asking that you look upon each and every one of us. Father, look upon us tonight. Father, not in your wrath, but look upon us in your, oh, glory to God. Look upon us in your mercy on tonight, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, look upon the altars of the heart on tonight. Look upon each and every one, each and every situation, each and every circumstance on tonight. Father, we're asking that you move tonight. Father, move for your people tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you're creating us a clean heart. Father, that you sanctify us tonight. Renew a right spirit within us tonight in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, we're asking that you do what you will on tonight. Let your will be done. Thou will be done in the earth, oh God, as it is in heaven. Thou will be done, glory to God. Cause earth to mirror, glory to God, your will in heaven. Oh God, cause us to find ourselves walking in line with your will, walking in line with your very way. Cause us to find our way. Shut up, Father. Oh God, our way. Oh God, yielding unto your way. Our desire on tonight, yield it before you, oh God, that your desire be done in our lives. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we're asking you tonight to move upon us, oh God. We're asking that you breathe upon us tonight. In the precious name, glory be to God. Breathe upon us afresh, God. Take away the shaft tonight. Take away the things that hold us bound tonight. In the precious name, oh God, Father, we're asking you to deliver tonight. Father, deliver us tonight. In the precious name, Jesus, deliver us unto your righteousness. Deliver us unto your truth. In the precious name, Jesus, we're asking you to do it tonight. Glory be to God, for your will is perfect. And we're asking you tonight, we're asking you to deliver, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Father, it is your will, oh God, higher than I will say, God. Oh God, that we're healed on tonight. Father, it's your will that we walk in wholeness on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we're asking that you would touch our bodies tonight. In the precious name, oh God, heal from the crown of the head, Father, to the sole of the feet, and everything, oh glory to God, that comes to set upon us tonight. Father, by your spirit and by your anointing tonight, Father, hey, oh glory to God, oh God, burn up the very will and the very intent of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you to deliver tonight. Oh, glory be to God, for you've given us all things that pertain unto life and unto godliness, oh God, in thy precious name. Oh, glory be to God, for you said in your word, oh God,
need all over the land. Father, we're asking that you move tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you meet needs on the night. Lift burdens on the night. Oh, glory to God. Open blinded eyes on the night. Open hearts on the night. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, God, deliver tonight. God. Oh, God, deliver tonight. Hey! Oh, God, let us not leave this blind the same. Oh, God, let us not leave this blind the same. Father, we're asking that you would save on tonight. Father, save tonight. Save the unsaved on tonight. Save from a burning hell on tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, save tonight. Father, save us from ourselves. Somebody's about to self-destruct. Oh, God, but save them all, God. Save them from ourselves on tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, make your way before us. Make your way plain. Oh, God, open yet the eyes of your people tonight. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus, glory to God. Father, we're asking you to do it tonight. Father, we're asking you to do it tonight. Oh, God, but you see the seven requests tonight. Yeah, glory to God. And you're able to deliver. You're able to deliver. You're able. Oh, Shema. Oh, God, you're able tonight. Father, we're asking that you would breathe upon the visions. Oh, God, breathe upon the ministries. Oh, God, the people. And, Father, we're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you for the expected end. Oh, God, that no matter how, oh, God, we came on this line. But we're thanking you for wholeness on tonight. Thank you for making us whole. Thank you for your word on tonight. Oh, Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for your word alive on tonight. We thank you tonight for your word, for your word, for your word. Father, we're asking that you would bless your messenger tonight. Father, bless your messenger. Oh, God, bless him only you can. Breathe upon him, oh, God, the very word that you prepared in his belly for your people on tonight. Father, we thank you. We thank you for the utterance on tonight. Oh, God, we're thanking you for your word on tonight. Father, let your word have free course. Let your word have recourse on tonight. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We do bind now the hand of the enemy. We bind every word on tonight. We bind, oh, God, every interference on tonight. Father, we bring it down in the name of Jesus. We bring it in. Every wicked word tonight, we bring it down in thy precious name, oh, God. Oh, God, we bring it down. We bring it down tonight. Oh, God, that your word would have free course on tonight. Oh, God, that it would reach every heart, that would that it would quicken and revive every spirit tonight. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We glorify you all tonight, oh, God. Thank you for taking away the worry. Oh, God, we thank you for peace tonight. Your peace that surpasses all understanding. Your peace tonight. Thank you for your peace tonight. Woo, God, we thank you for your peace. Woo, God, we thank you for your peace tonight. And, Father, we're thanking you tonight for your light. Thank you for your light on tonight. Oh, God, light to a dying world. We thank you tonight. We thank you for your choice anointing now. Thank you for your choice anointing. Oh, God, that lights the way, that lights our path. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory on tonight. Father, we say have your way tonight. We thank you, oh, God. We thank you for strengthening your people. Even that lie. God, those that lie in their beds, oh, God of affliction on tonight, but we thank you for your word that lifts, oh, God, your word that delivers, oh, God, your word that brings life. We give you thanks. We thank you. We praise you on tonight. We glorify you, Master. We thank you for what you're doing in the isles of the sea. We thank you for what you're doing in the Mideast, in the West, in the North, in the South. We give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, we give you honor. We give you glory on tonight. Father, look upon the ears that hear. Look upon the hearts on tonight. We're thanking you for the spirit of understanding. Thank you for opening the hearts. Glory to God. The hearts of understanding, Father, that we will not just hear with our ears, but we will understand with our hearts that we can walk therein. Father, we thank you for making us. We thank you for molding us. We thank you for bringing us through. We thank you for bringing us out. We thank you, glory to God, for victory. Oh, God, victory in every situation. We claim it, we decree it. We declare it on tonight. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you glory for these things on tonight. Father, have your way. Oh, your divine way. Your divine way. Hey, oh, God, your divine way. Have your way. Glory to God. And, Father, for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Oh, God, as sons of God tonight, we do bind the hand of the enemy. We bring it to every work to naught. We bring it to naught. We bring it to naught in the name of Jesus. We declare, we decree, oh, God, victory tonight for each and every listener. We decree it tonight as sons of God. Glory to God. We're asking, oh, glory to Namasa. Father, hide us behind your cross tonight. Cover us in your shed blood and we shall be covered. Hide us and we shall be hid, Father. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for your manifested power. In that precious name, Jesus, we do give you praise, honor, and glory tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God in every heart tonight. Glory to God. Say amen. Glory be higher, higher. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yay, shout out, Ramasa. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless him. We bless him. We bless him. We bless him tonight. Glory be to God. We bless him tonight. Amen. And tonight, glory to God, we're going to ask Sister Mary Holland if she would come tonight, if she would come tonight with our scripture reading. Sister Mary, if you would come on over tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
We give it honor to God. To our Lord and Savior, to Evangelist Bradley, to our speaker for tonight, to the PNN advisors, to the PNN prayer warriors, and to our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from Isaiah, the 55th chapter, the 6th through the 13th verse. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thought. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but waters the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. For you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fire tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. I have read to you Isaiah, the 55th chapter, the 6th through the 13th verse. Blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of God's holy word.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Glory to God. We thank the Lord tonight for the reading of the word. We bless the Lord, people of God. Let us give an earnest heed to the word. Glory to God. Don't let anything slip. We want to take it all. Glory to God. Amen. We want to hold it all because we're going to need it. We're going to need it. Glory be to God. So we bless God tonight. Thank you, Sister Mary, for the reading of the word on tonight. And people of God, we pray that you got your pencil,
your pens, amen, that you are ready, got your paper, got your pads, amen, that you are ready to receive the word of the Lord on tonight. We are indeed grateful. We're grateful for what, again, the Lord is doing. Truly, the Lord is doing great things in the midst of us. And for this, we are exceedingly glad. We're not just glad. We're exceedingly glad. And, again, go ahead and invite someone to come. Invite them to come and be with us on tonight. Go ahead and invite them to come, people of God. Amen. We are excited, again, as we have already said. Word of God, listen, and that is just not an expression, amen, but we're truly excited on tonight for what God is about to do. People of God, we are broadcasting live tonight, glory to God, and we thank God. We're always grateful to broadcast live. We thank God for the rebroadcast too, amen, Jesus. They help us to keep it moving, but we're just always so grateful when we're able to broadcast live. And people of God, tonight, we are, glory be to God, grateful. We're going over to Athens, Georgia. Glory to God, over there in Athens. Over there in Athens, glory to God, by way of True Holiness Temple Church of God. Amen. Yes, you already know. You know who that is on tonight. Glory to God, he is one of our TNN hosts. Glory to God, he's a man of God that loves God. Amen. He's a preacher in his own right. Amen. Glory be to God. People of God, we want you to go ahead and invite someone else to come to be with us. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. They don't want to miss this word live. Amen. Glory to God. So tonight, people of God, we want you to receive the man of God on tonight. Glory to God. He's an evangelist. He's a minister. Amen. Of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. People of God, we want you to receive none other than Minister Emmanuel Coles. God bless you, man of God.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Amen. God bless you to all the people of God. Amen. We indeed count it a blessing. Amen. To come before your presence. Amen. Once again, into your homes, your workplaces, your cars, your automobiles, wherever you may be at this present time. Amen. We indeed, amen, thank the Lord, amen, for life, health, and strength. Amen. We thank God for his grace and his mercy. Thank God, amen, how the Lord has kept us up to this present time, realizing that we're not kept, amen, or keeping ourselves, but surely the Lord is keeping us day by day. Though the outward man perish, hallelujah, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Amen. God renews us in the spirit of our mind day by day. Amen. And for that, we are so thankful. We are so grateful. Amen. This protocol has been already established. We thank God for all of our leaders, our forerunners. Amen. Those that have went before us to pave the way, to help us to be and to get to where we are today. Thank God. Amen. For my leader. Amen. My pastor. Amen, Pastor Mark Holds. Amen to my, amen, general overseer, founder, amen, of my ministry, the late Apostle Samuel W. Holds. Amen to all of the other, amen, men and women of God. Truly, we just praise God, amen. We're not going to stay in the way of the word tonight. Amen. We're going to do what God has given us to do and move on out the way. Amen. We're going to ask if you, amen, have a word of prayer with me before we go into God's word. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you, we pray you, we bless you. Father God, we just thank you for another opportunity to declare your word unto your people. Father God, we pray that you will bless your word, bless these lips of clay. Oh God, anoint us that we may speak your word. Let your word go forth, let your word go out, that it may touch somebody's heart, penetrate the hearts of the souls of men. Pray that your word will draw somebody's attention, even back unto you. In the mighty name of Jesus, save, heal, and deliver, set free tonight. God, without you, we could do nothing. But with you, we could do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. We thank you. We praise you in advance. We count it done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. And it's a little portion of song that I, amen, want to sing to coincide with amen, the message that the Lord has given me, amen, to depart with you tonight. Amen. It goes, I find no fault in God. He's wonderful. I find no fault in him. Ooh, I find no fault. I find no fault in God. He's wonderful. I find no fault in him. Ooh, I find no fault. I find no fault in God. In God, he's wonderful. I find no fault in him. Ooh, I find no fault. I find no fault in God. He's wonderful. I find no fault in him. Oh, no fault. No fault, 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 no fault. I find no fault in him. Ooh, I find no fault. I find no fault in God. He's wonderful. I find no fault in him. Ooh. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Praise God for that song of praise tonight. Amen. That coincides with what the Lord has given me to leave with you. Amen. Saying, I find no fault in God. He's wonderful. I find no fault in him. And truly there is no fault in God tonight. Amen. You can look. Amen. You can search. But you will not find no fault in God. Amen. Yes, you may find faults in yourself. Amen. I can find plenty of faults in me. But I can't find, amen, no fault in God. Amen. Tonight, amen, momentarily, we want to ask if you would, those of you who have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Micah. Amen. The Old Testament, the book of Micah. M-I-C-A-H. Micah. And we want to, amen, go to the sixth chapter. Amen. That's Micah, the sixth chapter. Amen. We want to begin reading with verses 1 through 8. Once again, we're reading from the book of Micah. This is in the Old Testament. Amen. Right after Amos. Micah, the sixth chapter. And we want to begin reading with the first verse. Amen. I want you to pray with me. Amen. The weather's changing. Amen. And amen. A little under the weather tonight. But I know God, amen, is, amen, a good God. Amen. Micah, the sixth chapter. Beginning with the first verse. Amen. The word of God reads, hear ye now what the Lord saith. Arise, attend thou before the mountain, and let the hills hear thy voice. Hear ye, O mountains, the Lord's controversy, and ye strong foundations of the earth. For the Lord has a controversy with his people, and he will plead with Israel. O my people, what have I done unto thee? Wherein have I wearied thee? testify against me. For I brought thee up out of the land of Egypt and redeemed thee out of the house of servants. And I set before thee Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. O my people, remember now what Balak king of Moab consulted and what Balaam the son of Beor answered him from Shittim unto Gilead, that ye may know the righteousness of the Lord. Wherewith shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves of a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, or with 10,000 of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? The eighth verse says, he has shewed thee, O man, what is good and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God. Amen. We praise God for the reading of his word. Amen. Coming through Micah. Amen. The sixth chapter. Amen. Verses 1 through 8. Amen. I said it's after Amos, but a correction is it was after Jonah. Amen. In the Old Testament. Amen. The book of Micah. Amen. Right after Jonah. We read, amen, from the sixth chapter, verses 1 through 8. Amen. We praise God tonight for this opportunity to come to you out of God's word. Amen and amen. I've been praying like, Lord, amen, what to give your people, amen, in a time, in a season such as this. But the Lord had already given me what to give, amen, unto you tonight. Amen. I was trying to say, man, kind of shake it and see, amen, maybe if there was another message that, amen, the Lord would allow me to bring unto you. But the Lord did not give me another message. So I must follow, amen, the plan and the divine will and order of God. Amen. We have read, amen, from the book of Micah. And Micah began to, amen, amen, depart with us. Amen. God's plead with Israel. Amen. God's plead with Israel. Amen. Israel was God's chosen people. Amen. We know the story about the Israelites. Amen. How they was in the wilderness. Amen. We call them the children of Israel because they were God's chosen people. Amen. How the children of Israel, amen, they wandered in the wilderness, amen, for 40 long years. Amen. They seen some good days. They seen some, amen, bad days in their eyes. They seen some, amen, trials and tribulations. They came across, amen, challenges, amen, that they faced, and they wasn't sure how they were going to get over it. Amen. But through it all, God brought them through. Amen. God, amen, was a deliverer for them, just as he is a deliverer for us. Amen. Today. Amen. And amen. The children of Israel, they begin to see the mighty handwork of God. Amen. So many times when they needed God to come to their aid and come to their rescue, amen, the Lord did just that. Amen, but as time went on, the children of Israel, they still wasn't satisfied. They still mumbled, grumbled, and complained, amen, about, amen, things that they were, amen, dealing with. Amen, at one point, they begin to say, we wish to God that we would have stayed in Egypt. Amen, and said, well, over there, at least we had graves. Amen, to bury, amen, our loved ones, amen, and this and that. They said, amen, over there, at least we have food enough to eat. amen, this and that. Amen. They begin to mumble, grumble, and complain, amen, about God, amen, and amen, what he was doing, amen. Yet, amen, this is typical of us today. Amen. Let's bring it up to our times of being the children, amen, of God. Amen. After all that God has done for us. Amen. After all God has brought us through. Amen. Sometimes we still find ourselves not satisfied. Sometimes we still find ourselves ungrateful. The Bible said that the time will come that they will be ungrateful, unholy, unthankful. Amen. And truly, we're living in that time where people are ungrateful, unthankful. Amen. And surely they're unholy. They feel like God owes them something. They feel like, amen, God, amen, he's supposed to do this. He's supposed to move in their behalf. Amen. God is not obligated to us. God, he don't have to do anything for us. Amen. He already done enough. Amen. What more can he do? He gave, amen, his son. Amen. The familiar scripture, John 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Amen. And God, he gave his only begotten son. That was enough, amen, right there for us to forever be thankful and to be grateful. Amen. But people feel like, amen, God was obligated to do this. People feel like God, he was supposed to do this. Let me tell you something. God, he don't have to do anything that he choose not to do. But because of his greatness, because of his mighty power, amen, he does great things for us. Amen. Whereby we're glad. Glory be to God. And the children of Israel, they begin to mumble and grumble and complain, amen, about this and about that. Amen. They wanted food. God began to feed them with manna from on high. Amen. They wanted this and they wanted that. God began to give it to them. Huh? Glory be to God. But still in all, they still was mumbling and grumbling and complaining. Amen. They still wasn't happy being God's people. They still, amen, didn't trust God like they should. Huh? Amen. They begin to murmur against God and against Moses, the servant of God. Amen. They said, we wish to God that we would have stayed in Egypt, huh? Stayed in bondage, huh? They begin to feel like they had it better, amen, over there where they were at, huh? But they failed to realize, huh? Amen, all things work together for good to them that love God, huh? And to them that are called according to his purpose, huh? Amen, we may not understand, huh? Amen, every move of God, amen, we may not understand everything that we may be going through, huh? But one thing we should rest and know that God will see us through, huh? Amen. We're standing on the promises of God. We're standing on God's holy word. And if you believe the Bible, if you believe, amen, the scriptures, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. If you believe the word of God like you say you do, amen, you can realize and recognize that God is still working in your favor, that God is still working in your behalf. The eyes may be against you. It may seem like the walls are caving in, but you got enough faith and enough confidence in your God to know that God is a miracle worker, to know that God can do the impossible. He can turn situations around. What the devil meant for evil, God meant it for my good. Glory be to God. Amen. But time go on. They wasn't happy. They wasn't satisfied. And they wasn't pleased. Amen. With the servant Moses. They wasn't pleased with the leading in the direction that God was taking them in. They mumbled, grumbled, and complained. Many of them, they grumbled so bad. Amen. To God. Begin to open up the whole earth and swallow up thousands at a time. They mumbling and grumbling so bad. The many of them didn't make it. Many of them died in the wilderness. Glory be to God. But people of God, don't die in your situation. Don't die, amen, with an ungrateful heart, with an ungrateful spirit. But make up your mind. If I go down, I'm going down in Jesus' name. Amen. I may not have a dime, but I'm going down in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to trust God anyhow. I'm going to serve God anyhow until I die. Many of the children of Israel, they begin to turn. Amen. Their backs on God. They didn't want to follow God. They didn't want to obey to God. Glory be to God. But bring it up to our time today. Amen. We are the children of Israel. We are God's chosen people. Amen. The Bible tells us. Jesus said, I came unto my own, meaning the Jews. He said, I came unto my own people. I came unto my own, and they received me not. But to as many as received me, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Glory be to God. There's no difference between the Jews and the Greek. He's the same Lord over all of them that diligently call on him. You may be black, you may be white, purple or blue. It don't matter what your nationality is. Jesus died for you. Jesus died to save you. Salvation has been extended unto you. Salvation is of the Lord tonight. It's no longer just for the Jewish. It's no longer for the Jewish people. But salvation is to the Gentiles, to the Greek. Amen. To everybody that, amen, got enough sense to seek the Lord. Amen. The sister read tonight, scripture in Isaiah, that seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked, whoever you may be, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return, meaning go back. Go back to God. Amen. Backslider. Go back to God. Amen. Hard-hearted, stiff neck, rebellious people. Go back to God with a broken heart, in a contract spirit. He will in no wise cast out. He will no wise despise. Glory be to God. You come to God with an earnest heart. You come to God with an earnest spirit. He won't reject you. He won't turn you aside, but he'll welcome you. Amen. Back to God. He'll welcome you, amen, with open arms, saying, come unto me, all ye that laden, and a heavy laden, and I will give you rest, amen. Sometimes you stop, you wonder how the people end up in the situation that they're in. Sometimes you have to stop and wonder what caused people to end up the way they are. Glory be to God. But something had happened in their life to cause them to be where they are. Glory be to God. And one thing is they was unthankful. They was ungrateful. They didn't thank God for where they were. They didn't thank God for what God done for them. They was unthankful. Amen. They were ungrateful. They were unholy. Amen. They murmured against God. They complained against God. Instead of saying, Lord, I thank you, they begin to say, amen, I'm sick and tired of going through this test. Amen. I'm sick and tired. God ain't moving in my behalf. God ain't working for me. God ain't delivering me. God ain't healing healing me, and they begin to take on attitude towards God. But glory be to God, that ain't going to help you. That ain't going to deliver you. That's not going to get you out of your situation. Amen. What will help you to overcome is to lift your hand towards heaven and say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you anyhow. And encourage yourself in the Lord. Say, I must go on. Amen. Job said, though God slay me, yet will I trust him. I got to trust God through everything, through all I'm going through. I got to trust God. He's been just that good. He's been just that good to me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But the scripture text tonight, amen, begin to say, hear ye now what the Lord saith. Arise, contend thou before the mountains, and let the hills hear thy voice. Hear ye, O mountains, the Lord's controversy, ye strong foundations of the earth, for the Lord has a controversy with his people. God's got a controversy with his people. God, he got a situation with his people tonight. God, amen, calling his people into question. God, he got some concerns tonight. Amen, with his people. He got some questions that he needs answers to. Glory be to God. God wants to know tonight from his people. He's giving you opportunity to make it known tonight. God wants to know from his people tonight. He said, oh, my people, what have I done unto thee? Glory be to God. Amen. This was the Lord, amen, want to give you tonight. This is what the Lord been putting in my spirit tonight to give unto you, the people of God. God has a controversy with you. God want to know right now. It don't seem like we're on the same page right now. It don't seem like we're walking together in agreement. How can two walk together except they agree? Amen. There's a disconnect somewhere down the line, somewhere down the road. We have gotten off course. We have went separate ways. We're not on the same page any longer right now. And God wants to know, what have I done unto thee? Glory be to God. He began to say, oh, my people, what have I done unto thee? I want you to tell me what it is that I've done to you. Amen. After all this time, amen, we've been walking together. After all this time, you've been calling on my name. After all this time, you have been declaring unto the world how good I've been unto you. Now, what have changed? Hey, glory be to God. Now, what caused you to shut your mouth up and not want to declare Jesus any longer? What have gotten you where you are today? What got you walking around with bitterness towards God? What got you walking around feeling like you're mad? You're mad at God. You don't want to sing no more. You don't want to pray no more. You don't want to witness. You don't want to pick up your Bible, open it up and read it. But the Lord wants to know tonight from you people, God, what have I done unto thee? He began to ask that question tonight, and God God wants an answer. He wants an answer from each one of you. God said, what have I done unto you that you don't want to serve me any longer, that you don't want to live right anymore, you don't want to please me no more? What have I done that you want to turn your back on me and walk away from me like you never even knew me? Glory be to God. After all this time, I done answered your prayer, said the Lord. After all this time, I done healed your body. Many times you were sick. After all this time, that I never left you, and I still won't leave you. But now, all of a sudden, you're willing to leave me. You're ready to turn your back on me. God is asking you tonight, what have I done? Glory be to God. Wherein have I wearied thee? Saith the Lord, where did I cause you to get upset with me? What did I do so bad that you don't want to give me the glory? What have I done to you that you don't want to give me the praise that do unto my name? Glory be to God. Come on, people. Come on, people of God. Give God an answer tonight. Let God know what he done to you. He begin to say, oh, my people, what have I done unto thee? And wherein have I wearied thee? Tell me, when was it that I wearied you? When was it that I got on your nerves? When was it that I began to ask too much from you? Glory be to God. Come on and tell me tonight. I got a controversy with my people tonight. I want to know what I've done to you. I want to know wherein I wearied you. How did I weary you? How did I frustrate you? How did I cause you not to want to go through, not to want to stand? Where? What did I put on you that seemed to be more than you could bear? Glory be to God. Come on, people. Give God an answer tonight. Give God an answer and let God know what it is that he done. They meant so bad unto you. Let God know how terrible he been to you. Glory be to God that's causing you not to want to love God. That's causing you not to want to give him glory. That's causing you not to want to bless the name of Jesus. What have I done unto you, saith the Lord? Wherein, where and when, when was it that I wearied you? Glory be to God. What did I do to cause you to feel the way you feel towards me? Glory be to God. Why are you upset with God? Are you upset with God because he took your loved one? Are you upset with God because he didn't move the pain from your body when you thought he should? Why are you upset with God because he didn't pay your bill like you thought he should? What have I done unto you, said the Lord? Wherein have I wearied thee? God wants to know tonight. He's asking some questions tonight. He has a controversy with his people. Glory be to God. Right now, we're not on the same page. Right now, we're not in agreement. We're not with one accord. I want to know what's the problem. I want to know where did we go wrong. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Oh, my people, what have I done unto thee? And wherein have I wearied thee? He said, testify against me. Amen. Anybody that feel like God did you wrong, that God mistreated you, that God gave you the bad end of the deal, he said, testify against me. Anybody right now on this broadcast line, anybody right now under the sound of my feeble voice. If you surely can stand up and say, God's been miserable to you. God's been terrible to you. Amen. Come on and testify against him. Stand up and testify against God. If anybody could say, God is a terrible God, you come on this line right now. You push *6 right now, and you come on and say, testify against God, and tell the world how terrible God been to you. Glory be to God. But I can't find one person that can come on this line and tell how bad God's been. He's been nothing but good. He's been good. He's been good. He's been better to me than I've been to myself. Yet things happened in my life, but God's still been good. Amen. He took some of my loved ones, but God's still been good. Glory be to God. When I didn't understand it, I didn't understand at the time what was happening. I didn't understand why I had to go through this, but God's still been good. I still look to the Lord with tears and all in my eyes. I still looked up towards heaven. I said, Lord, you've been good. I said, Lord, you're still good. You're still good. I may not understand what it is that you're doing at this moment, but Lord, you're still good. Yes, I can admit, self wanted to be upset, self wanted to be angry, self wanted to be bitter, but when I stop and think about who God is, God is in control, he's Lord of lords, he's King of kings, he made heaven and the earth, the earth is the Lord, in the fullness thereof, when I stop and realize through it all, God, he knows what's best. God, he don't make no mistake. Glory be to God. When I begin to realize my loved ones, they're better off where they are. They're better off going home to be with Jesus. Glory be to God. I begin to realize I had to come to my senses and I had to say, Lord, you're still good. Lord, you're still good. In spite of all that I'm faced with, in spite of all that I have encountered, Lord, you're still good. The Lord is good all the time. The Lord, he is good. Glory be to God. I can't testify against God. I ain't got nothing bad to say against God. He has not wearied me. He has not done me wrong. He's been nothing but good to me. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. He's been nothing but good. Hallelujah. We're in. Amen. Oh, my people, what have I done unto thee? And wherein have I wearied thee? Testify against me. He reminds us, for I have brought thee up out of the land of Egypt and redeemed thee out of the house of servant. Amen. Sometimes God has to remind us, amen, what he has done for us and how far he has brought us. Sometimes we seem to forget when we were down and out, when we didn't have nothing, when we didn't have food to eat, decent clothes to put on our back, when we were walking around with holes in our shoes and we didn't have money to buy no more. We forgot about the time when God provided for us, when God supplied our every need. Amen. He blessed us with food to eat. Amen. He blessed us, amen, with clothes to put on our back. Amen. He blessed us, amen, with, amen, to put some decent shoes on our feet so our feet won't have to be, amen, scraping the ground. Come on and tell the Lord thank you. Not only did he do it for us, but he provided for our families. He provided for our children. When we didn't even have as parents, when we didn't even have money, amen, to buy food for our own children. When we didn't even have money, amen, to, amen, get our children some clothes that fitted them. Amen. We wasn't able, amen, to afford shoes to put on our children's feet. Didn't God provide? Didn't God make a way for us? Amen. Didn't God bless us? Amen. And we were grateful then. We gave God thanks. Amen. But wherein have he wearied us? Amen. What down the line caused us, amen, to have a change of heart towards God? When we used to once love God. Amen. We used to, amen, love to serve God. We used to love to praise him and sing songs unto him. Amen. We used to give honor unto his name. Amen. But now, amen, what has changed? Amen. We no longer want to give God glory. We no longer want to, amen, give God praise and honor. We no longer have a song in our heart to sing. Amen. We don't hung a harp up on a willow tree. Amen. And we're acting as if God hasn't done nothing for us. We, amen, seem to have forgotten. Amen. When we were down and out, when we were destitute, God, amen, began to raise us up. When we didn't have nothing, God began to bless us with something. Amen. Some of us was homeless. We didn't have nowhere to call home, but God began to bless us with a place to live, a roof over our head. Amen. Get us out of the cold weather. Glory be to God. But we seem to get, amen, lifted up in pride and feel like, amen, I've done this myself. I did this. No, you didn't. God did it. Amen. It was all God. And it's still all God. Amen. You and I, we can do nothing without God. Amen. We can't do nothing without God. We'll be like a ship without a sail. Tossed to and fro. Cast, amen, and driven with every wind and doctrine. Amen. We can do nothing without God. But God is our anchor. Amen. My soul has been anchored in the Lord. Amen. Though the storms of life keep on raging, my soul has been anchored in the Lord. Amen. He roots and grounds me. He keeps me steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. But the Lord began to say, oh, my people, remember now. Amen. For I brought thee up out of the land of Egypt and redeemed thee out of the house of servants. Hallelujah. I sent before thee Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. Amen. God said, I sent my leaders, amen, to lead you and to guide you, to teach you and to show you, amen, that God is in control, that God is still on the throne. God hasn't lost no power, and he will never lose any power. There's power in the name of Jesus. If you will call on that name, Jesus, God will deliver you. Amen. David began to say, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his trouble. God will deliver you. God will save you tonight out of all your trouble. Trouble may be all around. Trouble may be even in your life right now. But amen, you call on the name of Jesus. Amen. He will save you. He will deliver you. Glory be to God. Not only that, but God will forgive you for all your bitterness. God will forgive you. Amen. For all your ungratefulness. God will forgive you of all your mumbling, grumbling, complaining. Glory be to God. We say we save, but we're mumbling. We're grumbling. We're complaining about this. We're complaining about that. We're not thankful. We're ungrateful. Amen. All that God is doing for us. Not only just all that he has done, but all that he's doing for us right now. We still seem to fail to realize it's only because God's goodness. It's only because God is so merciful. God is so loving. His compassion faileth not. Amen. His mercy. Amen. His faithfulness. Amen. That new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Glory be to God. He didn't have to do it, but he did. He don't have to do it, but he keeps on doing it. In spite of our ungratefulness, in spite of our wicked ways, God keep on manifesting himself. He keep on coming to our rescue. He keep on bringing us through. Glory be to God. when we turn our back on God, walk away in our minds, we stop believing God, we stop believing the word of God. The famous Bible says, these people, they do honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. We still say, God is this and God is that, but in our hearts we don't believe it. We don't believe it like the scripture has said, because if we did, we will press through, we will run on. David said, I feel like running through troops and leaping over high walls, because he knew that all of his help come from the Lord. He knew that God was stripping him to make it, amen, to press over top of what's standing in the way. You got to press over self. You got to press over self-willed ways. You got to press over your thoughts. You got to press over your feelings. Paul said, I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Amen. I'm reaching forth. I'm reaching for higher ground, deeper depths in the Lord. You got to reach beyond the break and hold on. People of God, hold on tonight. Hold on to your faith. Maintain your integrity. Job said, I will maintain my integrity towards God. Glory be to God. In all Job went through, my Bible tell me he did not sin. Glory be to God. You don't have to fall short tonight. You don't have to sin with your mouth. You don't have to sin with unbelief. But believe God tonight. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Somebody needs to hear this tonight. Amen. You're going through something. Amen. And you're turning bitter. Instead of getting better, you're getting bitter. But God don't want you to become bitter. God want to make you better tonight. Glory be to God. Somebody's feeling downhearted. Feeling like God ain't coming to your rescue. Feel like God is not bringing you through. Amen, your situation. But I want you to know he's a very present help. Amen. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Amen. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help coming from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Hallelujah. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God. God is a great God tonight. Amen. God has not abandoned you. God has not forsaken you. Amen. But he said, call on me and I will answer. Amen. While you yet call. We could call on the name of the Lord and God will answer us. Glory be to God. What have I done? Amen. Oh, my people, the Lord is asking a question tonight. What have I done unto thee? And wherein have I wearied thee? Testify against me. Glory be to God. Amen. And when you come to the place of repentance and realize, Lord, amen, the fault is in me. Hallelujah. Amen. The seventh verse said, will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams? When a person begins to come to a place of repentance, amen, you begin to want to turn from your evil ways and from your wicked thoughts. Amen. You begin to wonder, will the Lord be pleased with 1,000 rams or with 10,000 of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? Hath he shewed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee? To do justly and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. Amen. If you're going to walk with the Lord, you got to walk with him with a pure heart. You got to walk with him with a committed spirit. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Amen. If you expect to walk with Jesus, amen, you got to, amen, accept his ways. You got to accept what it is that he chooses to do, because he's God. He's in control. He don't make no mistakes. Allow God to lead you. Allow the Spirit of God to take preeminence in your life. Glory be to God. Amen. Tonight, I will leave a topic with you. after the Lord asked these questions, amen, said, "Oh, my people, what have I done unto thee? And wherein have I wearied thee? Testify against me." Glory be to God. If I would leave a topic with you tonight, my topic would be, what's the matter with Jesus? Glory be to God. What's the matter with Jesus? Amen. Can you tell me tonight, what's the matter with Jesus? Amen. What's the matter with Jesus? Amen. Amen. What do you find wrong with Jesus tonight? What do you find wrong with Jesus tonight? Glory be to God. Amen. You can say, my car is not acting right. The mechanic may ask you, what's the matter with your car? Amen. You begin to tell him, my car is not running right. It's skipping. Amen. It's missing. It's putting. Amen. He want to know, what's the matter with your car? Amen. You may say, well, my cell phone ain't working right. You take it to the shop, amen, to the cell phone shop, and they want to know, what's the matter with your cell phone? And you begin to tell them what's wrong with your cell phone. It's not ringing, amen. You're not receiving your call. You're not getting any messages. Amen, amen. But what's the matter with Jesus tonight? Amen. Can anybody tell me what's the matter with Jesus tonight? Amen. What's the matter with Jesus tonight? Amen. What kind of fault do you find with Jesus? Amen. Can you testify tonight and tell me what's the matter with Jesus? Amen. Can you tell me what Jesus is doing that is not pleasing unto you? Can you tell me tonight what Jesus is not doing for you? Can you tell me tonight how he's leaving you, amen, in the midst of the fire and not coming to your deliverance? Can you tell me tonight what Jesus is doing that's causing you, amen, not to serve him? Can anybody tell me tonight what's the matter with Jesus? Hallelujah. What's the matter with Jesus? Pilate began to say, they brought Jesus before Pilate. Amen. And Pilate began to examine Jesus. Pilate began to question Jesus. Amen. And figure out what it was that he was doing that caused the people to be displeased. And Pilate began to examine Jesus. And Pilate said, I find no fault in this man, Jesus. I find no fault in this man that you brought to me. Amen. I find no fault in Jesus. But the people still wanted to crucify Jesus. They said, release Barabbas and crucify Jesus. Glory be to God. But Pilate began to say, I have examined this man and I find no fault in him. Amen. Pilate began to say, bring me some water that I may wash my hands because I don't want to be guilty of this innocent man's blood. I don't want this man's blood to be upon me. Glory be to God. You want to crucify this man that didn't do nothing to you. You want to crucify this man that didn't do no wrong. What's the matter with Jesus tonight? Why do you want to crucify him afresh? Glory be to God. Why are you putting Jesus back to an open shame? Why are you denying Jesus in the power thereof? What's the matter with Jesus tonight? I want to ask you tonight, what's the matter with Jesus? Why do you feel the way you feel? Why are you upset with Jesus? Why are you bitter towards God? What's the matter with Jesus? He's all right tonight. I find no fault in this man, Jesus. I find no fault in this man that saved my soul. I find no fault in this man called Jesus who healed my body when I was sick. I find no fault in this man that brought me through my tests and trials that were trying to take me out. I find no fault heart in the Lord tonight, but I want to know what you think about Jesus. Amen. What's the matter with Jesus tonight? What's the matter with Jesus? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. What's the matter with Jesus? Can you tell me tonight what's the matter with him? Amen. I find no fault. I find no fault in God. He's wonderful. I find no fault in him. Amen. There is no fault tonight. You may try to look for fault. You may try to look for a reason not to serve God. Amen. So many times people say, well, I will just say, but the church ain't right. Amen. The church may not be right, but God is right. He's perfect in all his ways. Amen. Maybe everybody in the church ain't doing right, but it's not taking anything away from God. People will say, I will serve God, but, amen, I seen my family members, they were done wrong by the church. Amen, the church didn't treat my family right. The church didn't, amen, they didn't do this and they didn't do that. Amen, but that wasn't God. Amen, God, he didn't do that. God didn't do that to you. Amen. Amen. Regardless of what man did to your family, regardless of what man did to you, God didn't do it to you. God began, he cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth any man. Hey, glory be to God. Amen. But God is righteous in all his ways. His ways are pure. His ways are holy and righteous. Amen. What's the matter with Jesus? Amen. We praise God tonight for the word of God. Amen. I can only give you what the Lord has given me. And the Lord wants tonight, he said, I have a controversy with Israel. Amen. I got some questions, amen, that I need to ask you. And I need some answers tonight. Amen. He said, oh, my people, what have I done unto thee? And wherein have I wearied thee? Testify against me. Amen. When did you get tired of me? When did I weary you and cause you? When did I get on your nerves? Glory be to God. When did I keep bugging you? The Lord wants to know. And to testify against me. Tell me what it is that I've done unto you. Amen. To cause you to feel the way that you feel. Amen. What's the matter with Jesus? Amen. That's my topic tonight. Something to leave with you. Amen, for you to examine yourself with and to see why you're where you are and to see why you're doing what you're doing or why you're not doing what you should be doing. What's the matter with Jesus? Hallelujah. God wants to know tonight, what have I done unto thee and wherein have I wearied thee? Glory be to God. What's the matter with Jesus? Amen, we praise God tonight for his word. Amen. Thank God, amen, for what the Lord has given me to give unto you. Amen. We pray that you have gained something out of the word of God tonight. God has been nothing but good. In spite of all the negativity that has happened in your life, don't blame God. Stop blaming God for your mistakes. Stop blaming God for your hang-ups and for your faults. Stop blaming God for your bad decisions. Glory be to God. What's the matter with Jesus? What's the matter with Jesus tonight? Hallelujah. Make up your mind and serve the Lord. Serve the Lord with gladness. Serve the Lord with gladness. Amen. Come before his presence with singing. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land, and serve the Lord with gladness. So we praise God tonight for his word. Amen. For what he has given me to give to you. We pray the word of God, amen, has blessed you. Amen. We give God praise. We give God glory. Amen for all that he has done. Amen. Tonight, if there's anybody on the line, amen, you want to accept prayer. Amen. After hearing the word of God, amen, maybe you realize that I have attitude with God. Amen. I haven't been, amen, on the best terms with God lately. Glory be to God, but tonight you want to repent. You want to make the crooked place straight. You want to make the wrong right. Amen. You want to simply just repent. Amen. Tonight is your opportunity. Maybe you've been feeling some type of way. You know how the world say, I feel some type of way. Amen. Maybe you've been feeling some type of way towards God. But tonight God is giving you a chance to come clean. Amen. To own up and confess and to repent. Amen. Tonight, if you're on the line, you may not be saved. Tonight, amen, salvation has come to your house. You can be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Amen. Tonight, you can repent and be converted. Hallelujah, that your sins may be blotted out. And when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Amen. Is there one tonight? Amen. You can push *6, unmute your phone, come boldly to the throne of grace and acknowledge it's me, Lord. It's me. The fault is in me. Hallelujah. Is there one tonight? You can come forth. Thank you, Lord. What's the matter with Jesus? What's the matter with Jesus tonight? Can anybody tell me what's the matter with Jesus tonight? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Is there one tonight that simply just want to be saved? You just want to be saved. You just want to be saved in the end. You just want to make it in. You want to make it to heaven. Is there one tonight that want to go to heaven? You find no fault in the Lord tonight. Glory be to God. And you're willing to serve him. You're willing to live for him and serve him with all your heart. Glory be to God. Is there one tonight? Hallelujah, Jesus. What have I done to thee? Wherein have I wearied thee, saith the Lord? Testify against me. Glory be to God. Amen. Tonight, amen. Do we have any special prayer requests? Is there any special prayer requests tonight? Hallelujah. Pray for me. Pray for me. I need prayer. I need the Lord. Glory be to God. If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, where would I be tonight? He's been nothing but good to me. In spite of all that I go through, God is still good. He's a good God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
I enjoyed the word tonight. I would like to get a request prayer for my daughter's friend. She went in the hospital and had surgery. She had a hernia. And they removed it, and it came back 2 times bigger than what it was. And she having other issues with other organs in her body. So her name is Lane Carlin, and she wanted to be put on the prayer list.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Kathy. Amen. We're going to be praying for Lane Carlin. Glory be to God. Amen. Any other tonight? Glory be to God, any of it. Hallelujah. God is still good. God is still good. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The Hebrew boy said, if he don't deliver us out of this fire, we still know that he's able.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hi, this is Gwen, and I'm requesting prayer for my friend girl, Amanda Harden. Her mother, Elizabeth Harden, her brother, her uncle, and her whole family have COVID, and would like to request prayer for them, please and thank you, sir. And also for myself and my family and for the world as a whole, because we need prayer. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. We have heard your request tonight. Holy be to God. God is still good. Glory be to God. God is still a good God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. What's the matter with Jesus? What's the matter with Jesus? Can anybody tell me tonight what's the matter with Jesus? Hallelujah. I'll tell you, he's all right. He's great. He's wonderful. He's a mighty God. Hallelujah. I find no fault in him tonight. This is why I want to serve him. This is why I continue to live for him, because he's been just that good to me. Yes, I had ups and downs. Yes, I had some hills to climb. Yes, I had some misunderstandings. But God has been just that good to me. Glory be to God. Amen. Shall we go to God in prayer? Amen. We have heard these prayer requests. Amen. Let us touch and agree. Amen. With these prayer requests and for these prayer requests. Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we only thank you. We thank you right now. We thank you for this night. We thank, oh God, for this worship time, this worship hour that we have, oh God, to give unto you. Father God, we praise you. We glorify you. We thank you for your word that we have heard on this night. Oh, Father God, we thank you, but we realize that there is no fault in you. We realize, God, that you are merciful, God. You're gracious. Oh, God, you're plentiful in mercy. In the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we realize tonight, oh, God, that we could have been consumed. But because of your mercy and your grace, we are still here. In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, we could have been dead and gone a long time ago. You could have wiped us out a long time ago. But, God, your mercy endure forever. In the name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, we ask you right now, God, that you would look down on us and hear our prayer tonight. Oh, God, pity our every groan. God, come to our rescue tonight. In the name of Jesus, Oh, God, we need you tonight, whether we realize it or not, whether we acknowledge it or not. Lord, we need you. We need you tonight, Lord. You are very present help in trouble. In the name of Jesus. Trouble may be all around. But Lord, you are our peace. You are our sustainer. Lord, you are night. In the name of Jesus, in thee, O Lord, do we put our trust. Never let it be put to confusion. Don't let it be put to shame tonight. You will deliver, God. You will come through for us. You will make a way out of no way. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we have confidence in you, knowing that you are God that answers, knowing that you are God that will come to our aid. In the name of Jesus, and Lord, but if you choose not to do it, we still know that you're able. We still know that you're capable. You got all power in your hand. You can just speak the word tonight, and it shall obey. In the name of Jesus, oh God, forgive us tonight. Save the unsaved. Those that are on the line tonight. Those that got bitterness in their heart. Those that can't let it go tonight. We pray that you will help them to let go. All malice and all bitterness, let it be put aside tonight. Let it be not named among us, in the name of Jesus. Loose the shackles tonight. Loose them that are bound by the enemy tonight. Loose their stronghold tonight. Oh God, set them free. Set them free tonight, that they may serve you in the beauty of holiness, that they may walk free and walk out of the snares of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, have mercy tonight, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy tonight on the poor souls of men. Have mercy on those, oh God, that feel some type of way. In the name of Jesus, and they can't seem to let it go. They can't seem to move past it tonight. Bring forgiveness, God. Bring redemption unto their house tonight. In the name of Jesus, make it all right tonight, God. Make it all right tonight. In the name of Jesus, we need you, Lord. We need you tonight, Lord. We're calling on your holy name. Jesus, 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 we need a touch tonight, Lord. touch somebody's heart, touch somebody's mind, touch somebody's soul, in the name of Jesus, loose that man tonight, loose that boy, loose that girl, loose that woman tonight, loose them and let them go free, in the name of Jesus, deliver them out of the hands of that wicked one, deliver them out of the hands of Satan tonight, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know you're able, Lord. Oh, God, we come to you tonight with the prayer request. Father God, we thank you for those that have stood in the gap tonight. We thank you for the cat there. She's standing in the gap for her daughter and her friend. In the mighty name of Jesus. Look on that, God, look on the friend tonight. Lane Collins tonight, Lord. You know who they are, God. You made them, and you know everything about them. You made this human body. You made every organ. In the name of Jesus, we pray right now you would touch their soul tonight, we pray you would touch their body, but most of all, save their soul, in the name of Jesus, if they don't know you, in the pardon of their sins, we pray that you would save their souls, help them to get to know you, to be a deliverer, to be their savior, even to be a healer, for both body and soul, you said in your word, if they committed sin, it shall be forgiven them. We pray tonight that you will heal them, restore them tonight, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, do it right now. Oh God, look on Sister Kathy's whole family. Look on every member of the family, from the greatest to the least, from the least to the greatest, in the name of Jesus. Move in their behalf, move in her family, Lord, in the name of Jesus, draw them unto salvation, bring them back to God, in the name of Jesus, send restoration, restore tonight, Lord, restore tonight, Lord, those that need restoring, give restoration, to those that have fallen from grace, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray tonight, God, for the other prayer requests, that have gone up tonight, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray, that you look on Gwen, look on her tonight, Lord, in a special way, touch her, Lord, touch her, Jesus, oh God, continue to work on her heart, work on her mind, make her to be, what you would have her to be, in the name of Jesus, draw her closer to you, just a closer walk, just a closer walk with thee, in the name of Jesus, that I may know you, that I may get to know you, in the power of your suffering, in the power of your resurrection, glory be to God, I want to get to know you in a better way, help us tonight, Lord, to get to know you, in a better way, in the name of Jesus, please, Lord, please, Lord, please, Lord, this is my plea tonight, this is my cry tonight, this is my prayer tonight, from the end of the earth, will I cry unto thee, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock, that is higher than I, lead me to Jesus, take me to Jesus tonight, I need Jesus, I need Jesus, Jesus, we need you tonight, Lord, look on God, Amanda, Amanda Hardy, look on Elizabeth, the mother, look on the brother, look on the uncle, nieces and nephews, cousins and all, sisters and brothers, look on the whole family tonight, heal, Lord, deliver, Lord, move in their midst, move in that family tonight, in the name of Jesus, move the COVID, take it away, Lord, move the sin, take it away, Lord, let their sins be be forgiven. Let them be washed in the blood of the Lamb. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Apply the blood tonight to their lives. Apply the blood tonight to their soul. In the name of Jesus, you said in your word, when I see the blood, I will pass over thee. When I see the blood, I will pass over thee. You said in this, when I was polluted in my own blood, you told us to live. When you saw us polluted in our own blood, you said live. You told us to live in the name of Jesus. We speak life over the heart and family. We speak life over each and every one of them. They shall live and not die. They shall live tonight. But help them to live for you. Help them to live for you, Jesus. Help them to live for you, Lord, and not for themselves. In the name of Jesus, get their attention tonight. Let them realize they need Jesus. They need God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help tonight. Look on the world. Look on this nation. Look on this society. The world is going crazy. Blood is running like water. They're killing left and right. But have mercy, Lord. Have mercy. We plead for mercy. We plead for mercy. The whole earth is full of your glory. The whole earth is full of your goodness. What's the matter with Jesus? Ain't nothing wrong with Jesus. Ain't nothing wrong with Jesus. There's no fault in God tonight. There's no fault in God. There's no fault in him. If there be any fault, the fault is in us. The fault is in us. But Lord, I find no fault in you. There is no fault. We can't find nothing, nothing wrong with you. We can't testify against you. We can only testify for you and for how good you've been. Hey, glory be to God. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory to God. There's no fault in God tonight. In the name of Jesus, the shortcoming is in us. The failure is in us. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. In the name of Jesus, we all falling short. We all gotten weak along the way. We all doubted you at one point or another. But Lord, you're still good. Lord, you're still God. Lord, you're still the Savior of the whole world. You got all power in your hand. You are forgiving God. You heal of all our diseases. You forgive all of our sins. You satisfy our mouth with good things. You renew our strength like the eagle. You are a mighty God tonight. Great is the Lord. Great is the Lord. You are a great God tonight. And your name is worthy to be praised. Hey, glory. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same. Your name is worthy to be praised. In the name of Jesus, I will bless the Lord at all times. I'm going to bless you, Lord. In spite of what I'm going through, I still got to bless you. I still got to praise you because you've been just that good. You've been better to me than I've been to my own self. Glory to your name. Glory to your name, God. Oh, glory to your name. You're so wonderful. You're so wonderful. Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, in the name of Jesus, that's who you are tonight. In the name of Jesus, you sit on the throne. Hallelujah. Father God, continue to bless. Continue to move. Oh, God, do an outpour tonight of your spirit. Work on somebody's heart tonight. Work on somebody's mind. Let them find peace in the midst of the storm. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let your word take root in the hearts of your people. Turn that negative attitude into a positive attitude. In the name of Jesus. Give us strength where we're weak. Build us up where we're torn down. Anchor us on every leaning side. Don't let us fall. Oh, God, don't let us falter by the wayside. But, Lord, help us to stand. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for this night. We thank you for what you have done. We thank you for how you move. We thank you for how your word went out and your word found its target. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, oh, God, by faith for the saving of the souls and for the healing of the bodies. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak peace in the midst of the storm. In the mighty glory, peace be still. In the name of Jesus, we speak to that storm tonight. We command it to be still. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We love you. We worship you. We choose to worship tonight. We choose to worship you tonight for who you are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank God. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Amen. God bless you, woman of God, back into your hands.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, man of God. We thank God tonight for this word. Glory to God. What's the matter with Jesus? Glory to God. What's the matter? What's the matter? Glory be to God. We give God thanks. We give God praise tonight as we allow the word to examine us, as we allow, glory be to God, for us to look within, as we allow this word, glory be to God, to examine. God said he had a controversy against us, glory be to God. And as the word was going forth, I was thinking about this old song. Is it old Zion, what's the matter now? Glory to God, you don't pray like you used to pray. You don't sing like you used to sing. You don't testify like you used to testify. Glory to God, what's the matter? What's the matter? Glory to God, what has caused us to move? Glory to God, he's still the same. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Glory to God. And as we allow this word, truly, we can say, glory be to God, that we can find no fault in Jesus. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Glory to God. But certainly this word causes us to look within, to look at our lives, to see what we're doing, examine what we're doing. Where have we fallen slack? Where have we, glory be to God, where have we allowed our light to go out? Why is the light not shining as bright as it used to? Glory to God. And our voices are not as strong as they used to be. Glory be to God. Glory to God. Is there not a cause? Glory be to God, because God is still good, and there is no fault in him on tonight. So we bless God on tonight. Glory to God. We bless him. We bless him. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. We got to come to that point. Glory to God. As the Lord began to come out to us, we're murmuring and complaining. Glory be to God. Murmuring and complaining. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Just murmuring and complaining, unthankful, ungrateful for the great things, for the good things that God is doing. Amen, Jesus. But we thank God on tonight that this word has come to cause us to plumb the line, to cause us to see what we're doing, to cause us to see where we've gotten off track. Glory be to God, and to examine, to know that God is still God. Hallelujah. So we bless him tonight. Amen. He's still good. He's still good to us, people of God. Glory be to God. And I just bless the Lord on tonight for this word. I thank God for his messenger on tonight. And people of God, we just want to let you know, as always, that you can get a copy of this broadcast on tonight. You certainly may get a copy. Glory to God on tonight. Glory to God. We just want you to text on tonight. Just text us. Let us know that you would like to have a copy. And the number that you can text on tonight is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. Glory to God. You can text us tonight, glory to God, and we will certainly get a copy to you. Also, people of God, you can text 229-529-0914, and that's 229-529-0914. Glory to God for our international listeners. Glory to God. You can certainly reach out to us via WhatsApp, and that number is 678-608-7234. Again, 678-608-7234. Amen. And people of God, listen, if you have requested a copy and you have not gotten it yet, glory to God, listen, just text again. Amen. Text again. Glory to God, and we will certainly get a copy to you. Amen. As they say, charge it to our heads and not our hearts. Glory to God. We know that sometimes text messages, glory to God, they begin to get overwhelming sometimes. But listen, people of God, we want you to have your copy. We want you to have this word. We want you. So if you have requested a copy, you've not received it, certainly text us again. Glory to God, we shall certainly go back and get a copy to you. Amen. Because we want to get this word out, and we want you to send this word out to as many as you possibly can. Again, we thank God for the word on tonight. We thank God for his messenger on tonight. And people of God, listen, we want you to come back on tomorrow night. His messenger, amen, Jesus, will be with us again on tomorrow night. Minister Emmanuel will also be ministering on tomorrow night. People of God, we want you to tell somebody. Tell somebody about what God is doing on the PNN. Tell somebody. Listen, take this word, people of God, and preach it to somebody. Glory to God. Tell it. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Listen, if you got to get your notes, call somebody up. Tell somebody about the word. And this is how, people of God, we're able to retain the word in our memory and recall when we can actually tell somebody, glory to God, what the word was all about. Amen. Glory to God. So come on back tomorrow night and hear more of what the Lord has to say for us. People of God, because the word of God is making us, is molding us, is cleansing us. Glory to God, is getting us ready. So we bless God on tonight again for his messenger, man of God. We thank God for you on tonight. We do pray a special blessing. Glory be to God. Oh, glory to God. We pray a special blessing over your life on tonight. Glory to God. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise now yet again. We're thanking you for your servant on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would touch his body now and that you would strengthen him, that you would strengthen him, glory to God, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Father, we, glory to God, we're asking that you would breathe upon him, breathe and restore on tonight. Breathe, glory to God, even for his sacrifice on tonight. Father, we're asking that you would breathe upon him afresh now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you do it as only you can in the name of Jesus. Jesus. Father, we bind the hand and the plan and the will of the enemy over his life right now. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we're asking that you will cover, that you will shield him now. In the precious name of Jesus, cover him in your precious anointing. Glory to God. Cover him as going out, his coming in. We're asking that you will cover him now. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, cause your glory to rest upon him. Rest, glory to God. Lead God and direct him. Cause your glory to be his reward. Oh God, a defense against the enemy. In the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you now. Thank you for blessing the ministry, oh God, that you place within him, oh God. We thank you tonight. We glorify you, Master, in that precious name, Jesus. We thank you for your word on tonight. Thank you for your word declared into our hearing on tonight, into our spirit on tonight. We give you thanks and we give you praise on tonight. Glory to God. We humbly receive your word on tonight in thy precious name. Glory to God. Father, now we're asking a special blessing for your messenger on tonight. Father, we're asking that you will meet his every need, his every desire on tonight. For you know, glory to God, what he has need of. And Father, we're touching and agreeing right now, asking that you will move for him. Move for him, oh God, as only you can. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Thank you, oh, glory to God, for your face shining upon him. Thank you tonight. We bless Haya. We bless you tonight. Glory to God for what you've done, for what you're yet to do, for your manifested power and demonstration in your servant on tonight. We give you glory. We give you praise. Father, we're asking that you hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us tonight in your shed blood. We do pray. Cover your servant tonight, we pray, oh God, and we forbid backlash of the enemy. We forbid retaliation on tonight. We declare and we decree there shall be no retaliation. We forbid it tonight as sons of God in the earth. And Father, we're thanking you for the power. We're thanking, hey, glory to God. We're thanking you tonight, oh God, in thy precious name, Jesus. Cover tonight in your shed blood. And for this we give you thanks. For this we do give you praise. In that precious name, Jesus, glory to God. Every heart tonight, amen. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. We thank the Lord on tonight. Amen. And yet again, we give God praise for what he's done, for what he's doing. We're thanking him again for this word. Glory to God. People of God, we just want to admonish you to go ahead and get a copy of the word so that we can get it sent out to you as quickly as possible. Amen. Glory be to God. Get a copy, people of God, and we will certainly get a copy to you. Amen. As quickly as possible. And tonight, again, we just want to remind you that the man of God will be back with us on tomorrow night. Glory to God, declaring unto his people what thus saith the Lord. Amen. So, Minister Emmanuel, God bless you. We thank you tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. Getting text messages saying, amen, it's good to hear Minister Emmanuel. Glory to God. We realize he's a busy man. Amen. But we thank you, thank you, thank you for taking time out to come and bless the people of God. Amen. God bless you tonight. And we're going to turn the platform back over to you for final remarks and for the blessing of the line on tonight. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Once again, amen. That is Bradley. Amen to all the God people. Amen. We just thank God tonight for this opportunity. Amen. To come before you. Amen. And give you what the Lord has given me. Amen. We thank God. We realize that we can do nothing without God. We need the Lord every day, every minute, every second. We need the Lord. So we praise God, amen, for you. Thank you for your prayers. Amen. Thank you, amen, for thinking of me, praying for me, amen, upholding me, amen, with prayer and the word of God. Amen. So until tomorrow night, amen, let's, amen, continue to look to Jesus. Amen. Let's take him at his word. Also, amen, I meant to add to the prayer list. Amen. I got a prayer request, amen, for, amen, Sister Priscilla Zachary. She's requesting that, amen, we pray for, amen, her whole entire family. the Zachary's family, so we want to lift them up in prayer as well. Amen. So until tomorrow night, amen, the Lord shall say the same. Amen. We shall, amen, see you then, same place, same time, same station. Father God, continue to bless us, continue to be with us. Father God, we pray that you continue to have your way, work in our lives. Let your will be done. Oh, God, continue to strengthen your people. Help us to stand, help us to go through. Help us to fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. Father God, we love you, we bless you, we praise you. Oh, God, bless us until we shall meet again at the appointed time and hour. In Jesus' name we pray. We count it done. Amen and thank God. Amen. God bless you, people of God. Until tomorrow night, blessings, amen, be unto you.
An open gate.